From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,017th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring Don Gibson.
I walk down this old lonely street, and no one seems to want to speak. Oh, who cares? Yes, who cares for me? All the world seems cold, everything is gray, nothing seems the same since you went away. Oh, who cares? Yes, who cares for me?
Who cares for me?
Well, surely happiness can be found. Surely there's someone for me. Once I go through life with this hopeless love, oh, why can't I be set free? All I want is you, all I know is you. Somehow our love just can't be. Oh, who cares? Yes, who cares for me? I'm in with you now. Can be found. Surely there's someone for me. Must I go through life with this hopeless love? Oh, why can't I be set free? All I know is you, but somehow our love just can't be. Oh, who cares? Yes, who cares for me?
Gibson and one of his big new tunes, Who Cares? Welcome, Don. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, it's good to be here, Grant. Real good to be here.
Well, we got a fine show lined up for the folks, Don. Fine show. First of all, Miss June Carter is with us.
Yes, and that great spiritual singing quartet, the Jordanaires, and our good friend Hank Garland and his guitar.
Dale Wood, Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan, and the Tennessee Travelers.
And as our special guest, that sweet singing songwriting boy from Georgia, Bill Anderson. We're going to be hearing from Bill in just a little while. Right now, Grant Turner has got an announcement about a great honor that has just been bestowed on the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, I sure have, Don. Neighbors, in the recent survey taken among the readers of a TV, radio, Mirror magazine, your Grand Ole Opry was voted America's most popular music show. Here at the Opry, we feel very, very proud. Our sincere thanks to TV, radio, Mirror magazine and to their readers.
Thank you, Grant. I want to join Grant Turner in thanking Radio, TV, Mirror Magazine also. Now it's time for some of that wonderful music, and here are the Jordanaires, one of their fine numbers, Fighting for the Lord, the Jordanaires.
I've got fire in my heart and water in my hand. One eye on the devil, the other on the promised land. I'm fighting mighty odds, but I've got a mighty sword.
Just been changed from a sinner to a soldier of the Lord. And in this change I'm making, I know there's great reward. His spirit deep within me is like a mighty sword. Since he made me a soldier, I'm fighting for the Lord.
I've got fire in my heart and water in my hand. One eye on the devil, the other on the promised land. I'm fighting mighty odds, but I've got a mighty sword. I'm fighting for the Lord.
Now come on all you sinners and take me by the hand. Oh Satan, he can't stop us. We're bound for the promised land. Don't stand on the sideline. Come join the great parade. For long ago the pathway to God's glory land was laid.
I've got fire in my heart and water in my hand. One eye on the devil, the other on the promised land. I'm fighting mighty odds, but I've got a mighty sword. Since he made me a soldier, I'm fighting for the Lord.
you a lot. Thank you so much, the Jordanaires. It's always a pleasure to have you here with us on the show. Speaking of pleasures, it's a real joy to present our guest this evening. He's a boy with a whole lot of talent. So let's bring him out here with a real old-fashioned Grand Ole Opry welcome. Bill Anderson, let's give him a hand. Welcome, Bill, to the Grand Ole Opry. Neighbors, like Grant said earlier, Bill hails from over Georgia way, and is a songwriter who just won't quit. You know, he wrote that big one that Ray Price does called City Lights, and a whole lot more that are just as good.
Well, thank you, Don, and let's just hope they're as good.
Well, Bill, there's one thing I know, just to prove I know what I'm talking about. How about singing it for the folks tonight? Here he is, neighbors, Bill Anderson, with another of his fine tunes, one he recorded himself on the Decca label. That's What It's Like to Be Lonesome. Bill!
The streets are dark and empty, and you walk alone. You think about your love affair and wonder what went wrong. You go to bed each night and pray you'll never see the dawn. Afraid of each tomorrow with its heartless cold unknown. And that's what it's like to be lonesome, with a heart of broken love taught to cry. And that's what it's like to be lonesome, I know, 'cause I'm a mighty lonesome guy. To find a tavern where the music's playing loud, you try to lose your heartache in the laughter of the crowd. But the happy couples make you think of things that might have been, and you have to fight the teardrops till you're by yourself again. And that's what it's like to be lonesome, with a heart of broken love taught to cry. And that's what it's like to be lonesome, I know, 'cause I'm a mighty lonesome guy.
Thank you so much. Bill, you know, I'd like to ask you just one question. When you wrote your first big hit song, City Lights, you know, it must have given you a lot of satisfaction.
It sure did, Don. Almost like the satisfaction and comfort that a pipe smoker gets when he discovers Prince Albert for the first time.
You know, that's a good comparison, Bill, because PA does give a smoking man the mild, satisfying, comfortable smoke he wants every time. Prince Albert is always so fresh, and it's crimp cut so it burns even and slow. And special PA process locks in all the flavor and taste of the fine tobacco that goes into Prince Albert.
Making men like PA and OCB paper. It rolls easy and tastes just right.
So pipe smoker or making man, if it's smoking comfort you've been missing, relax. You get yourself some Prince Albert and then settle back for a world full of smoking enjoyment and pleasure. Discover for yourself why Prince Albert is America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Now it's dancing time on the Grand Ole Opry. Here's Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, along with Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers, do some fancy stepping to the tune of Skip-a-Maloo.
Morning, up and dance it down. Ladies to the left and gentle right. Dance like an angel. Saturday night, Turn around, you're going wrong. Then you meet your partner home. Oh, when you get that Guido smile right with God, you go all gone. Swing, girl, swing, right, dance like a dance on the fairground. Everybody dancing on you, go, then sticking in the bed, then sticking out the way.
Thank you very much, folks. Thank you so much. Right now, we'd like to get serious on the show, if we may. This is a favorite time of ours on the Grand Ole Opry. We'd like to do a number that we have in our new RCA Victor Sacred Album. And this is a favorite hymn of ours. With the help of the Jordanaires, we'll do Taller Than Trees.
On your knees, you are taller than trees. You can look over heartaches and fear. When my faith is gone to my knees, I will go growing stronger.
One night, it was a long time ago now, I knelt at my mother's knees, for I was weary, I was heartsick, I was blue. She said, "Son, look up to him that's up in the sky, and you'll grow. Oh yes, son, you'll grow. You'll grow tall and strong, just like the mighty oaks do."
And this was the answer I felt as down on my knees I knelt.
Down on your knees, you'll grow taller than trees. And my boy, you can look over all your heartaches. Oh yes, son, you can look over all your fears.
When my faith is gone to my knees, I will go growing stronger and taller than trees. Thank
you very much, folks. Right now, we got something special in the way of guitar picking. Our good friend Hank Sugarfoot Garland himself playing that fine number, big guitar. Hank Garland, here he goes. job. You know, he really plays a fine guitar. Right now, bring us down to a real high spot in our Grand Ole Opry. It's time we introduce that pretty little girl, that fine country comic. We want you to make her welcome here at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. Miss June Carter, let's give her a hand.
How you doing, girl?
I'm just doing fine. Did you know that I rode all the way in here horseback tonight? Yes,
horseback.
Sir. I rode horseback all the way in here. I come in on my Holstein all the way, but it just hightailing on my Holstein.
June.
Huh?
A Holstein is a cow.
A cow.
That's right. A cow.
Well, no wonder we left that little white line all the way down the middle of the road. Now, I've been to Biloxi, Mississippi. I went down there deep sea fishing with old Captain McQueen's on his boat down there.
Deep sea fishing?
Yes, sir, went deep sea fishing. And I want you to know that I swam at Dadburn, Mississippi River.
You swim it?
Yes, I did. I swam that thing. Oh, not crossways. Not long ways, but catty-cornered.
Catty-cornered.
Yes, I did. I had a ball. Let me tell you what, I went deep sea fishing and I caught fish for the first time in my life. This man, Captain McQueen's, he guarantees everybody to catch fish, and I caught them.
You caught them?
I put my pole out there and I yanked that fish in there, and that fish come flying in there, and it went way up high, and I went way up high, and Captain McQueen's, he went way up high, and I come right down and landed on his pipe and made him awful mad.
On his pipe?
Yes, sir, it made him real mad because I landed on his pipe.
His pipe.
It was his windpipe.
Oh.
Yeah. He fed all of us on the boat, and he just had thousands of things to eat. Yeah. They was all beans.
Beans? Yeah. That's right.
No, really, they had lots of things. This one old girl on there just made a hog out of herself. She eat 15 fish and 3 taters and 12 glasses of tea and 2 banana splits. And I'm still so sick, I can't hardly stand it. We had everything on there, really. He even had me a boyfriend on there, Don.
He had you a boyfriend?
Yes, sir. He got me one from that Keesler Air Force Base over there.
Keesler.
Uh-huh. And he was a good old boyfriend, but he had a terrible catastrophe happen to him. He got seasick.
Seasick?
Yeah, and it wouldn't have been so bad, but he got the lockjaw at the same time.
You ain't.
Some old smart aleck come along, whopped him on the back, and he blowed 2 of his front teeth straight out, buddy. He was buck-toothed then. And I decided that I'd ask him to dance, and he danced with me, and he just hung them 2 teeth over my shoulder, and we danced along. Every time he smiled, he scratched my back. It was a pretty good deal. He finally took me flying in one of them airplanes over at Keesler Air Force Base.
Oh, he did?
We went way up in the air, 40,000 feet, and I set a new record jump for a parachute. 40,000 feet, buddy. I come down out of that airplane. I'm not so concerned with the 40,000-foot jump. I'm just concerned with finding the dead burn smart aleck that wrote ladies on the Bombay door. I was coming down my parachute, and I met this little old lady, and she was coming up. And I said, "Pardon me, ma'am, did you see anything of an airplane going down?" She says, "Uh-uh, honey, I didn't. Did you see anything of a cook stove going up?" Them old boys over there, they didn't bother me too much. They didn't. They was trying to, every one of them. Let me tell you, they had on an aftershave lotion called Come and Get Me. It didn't bother me a bit, buddy. I was wearing a perfume called I Wouldn't Know What to Do With You If I Got You.
Say, Junie, you look worried. What's the trouble, girl?
Oh, Don, you know, one of the musicians just told me my boyfriend was out with a blonde. And another said it wasn't so, that he had fell down the well and broke his leg. And then another,
June. Now, you know how the boys like to kid you. And you can't believe a word they say except what they tell you about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, just what do they say about Prince Albert smoking tobacco, Don?
Well, June, for one thing, that Prince Albert is always fresh, and that it's crimp cut, that PA is made from fine selected tobacco, and that a special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural flavor and taste. They'll tell you how making men prefer a PA, and how making men and pipe smokers alike always get a cool, tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke every time. They'll even make up a little song about Prince Albert. Listen.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The true Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now it's guest time once more, and neighbors, here he is. Let's give him a great big welcome. Bill Anderson with another of his great hit tunes, Thrill of My Life. Bill Anderson!
Well, I stood on the top of a high, high mountain and watched the sunrise at dawn. I've walked by the side of a cold, cold river and heard the nightingale's song. I once saw the king of a mighty nation, the princess and I had a conversation. But the great big thrill of my whole life was falling in love with you. I've sailed many times on the deep, deep ocean, watched waters roll on many sands, spent the night just looking at the high, high heavens, and marveled at God's mighty hand. I tremble like a baby when I see a snowfall, or stand in the forest where the trees are so tall. But the great big thrill of my whole life was falling in love with you. Through the small port window of a big main liner, I've watched the cities rush by, and the bright shiny wings of the great steel eagle were just like a bird in the sky. Well, I walked by myself in the low, low valley, did everything any man could do. But the great big thrill of my whole life was falling in love with you. Well, I walked by myself in the low, low valley, did everything any man could do. The great big thrill of my whole life was falling in love with you.
Thank you very much. Now, neighbors, we got to be getting on with things, so it's time I introduce one of the regular opera performers, Miss Dale Woods at the piano, playing her new record, Queenie of the Town. Miss Dale Woods, let's give her a hand. Come on. That was a number from one of Dale's fine albums, Rags to Riches. Grant Turner, you look like you have something on your mind, buddy.
Well, I have. A lot of the folks are mighty interested in you and what you're planning to do during the next several days.
Well, Grant, tomorrow being Sunday, we'll be in Hammond, Indiana tomorrow. And next week, we'll be in South Texas for 7 days.
Boy, looks like a big trip, but it's music we want to hear now. So how about it? Neighbors, here's our own star, Don Gibson, and his big RCA Victor record, A Stranger to Me.
Oh, I guess I'm a fool. I walk down the street where we once walked together. You pass and you don't even speak. What have I done that's made you so bitter to seem like a stranger? Oh, I guess I'm a fool for still loving you. And my feelings should change since you feel like you do. All the dreams we once shared together, our castles are now fantasy. Just to think that I once held you here in my arms, now you seem like a stranger to me. Just to think that I once held you here in my arms, now you seem like a stranger to me.
Thank you. Well, looks like things have got to come to an end tonight for folks. Sure was nice having you with us here at the Grand Ole Opry. Listen next week when Hawkshaw Hawks will be heading the show, and we'll have Gene Shepherd along as a guest. Now, this is Don Gibson saying thanks. We'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Sometimes one quiet fact is far more impressive than all the shouting could ever be. Take cigarettes. The fact is simply this. More people smoke Camels and have for 10 straight years than any other cigarette. Any filter, any king, any regular. Year after year, America's smokers get more pure enjoyment out of Camels than any other smoke. The reason, of course, is that Camel's costly blend of Turkish and domestic tobacco has never been equaled. Never been equal for full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness. More and more people are realizing that the best tobacco makes the best smoke. Why not join them and see for yourself just why it is that Camel remains the most pleasing, most popular cigarette of all. If you find yourself smoking more today but enjoying it less, well then, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.